Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. I am Tim Peter, and today is Thursday, August 8th. So welcome to the show, as ever. Thrilled to have you here. There is a lot to talk about. Just an amazing amount of stuff. And I want to start off with something really, really critical. John Donahoe just gave an interview. John Donahoe is the CEO of eBay. And I feel a little bad because I've talked before many times about the AgFam players, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft. You know, I've talked about them a number of times. And eBay seems to just miss the cut. And I don't know that that's fair, because eBay is right there with them in terms of the things that they are doing and in terms of shaping where digital is going, where digital commerce is going, where digital distribution is going. They are seriously a player to contend with. So I may have to start referring to AgFam or AgeFam or something like that, right? Because they're definitely worth paying attention to a lot. But John Donahoe gave this interview in Bloomberg Business Week the other day, and he said something that just resonated so heavily with me for a lot of reasons. But the thing he said was, e-commerce and retail are now one. It's just shopping. Which sounds an awful lot like what I've said for some time of it's all e-commerce. They really mean precisely the same thing. In January of this year, I did a webinar that I will post in the show notes. I will give you a URL to in the show notes with a YouTube video and the SlideShare slides and everything so you can check it out. But it really speaks to this significantly. This concept that your customers increasingly, and especially millennial customers, but we'll put that aside for right now, your customers don't make a distinction among channels the way that they once may have done. Once they have the internet everywhere, once they have digital tools available to them everywhere, it's all just e-commerce. It's just shopping. As Donahoe says, you know, I've said for some time that really the difference between sales and marketing online, when people ask what's the difference between sales and marketing online, the right answer to that question is what difference? Right? The only difference is whether or not you have a buy now button and or an add to cart button or something, you know, functionally equivalent. And if you don't have that, you're typically one click away from that. There was a time when, you know, I'm really old. Not really, I'm kidding. But, you know, I'm old enough that I've been doing this long enough that back in the late 90s and even early 2000s and even as late as the mid 2000s, you could run across ads on websites, whether it was, you know, published stuff, whether it was owned content, whether it was earned content, whether it was purchased. But you would come across ads that had no call to action. They would be quote-unquote pure branding, right? They would say, here we are, check us out, aren't we awesome? But they wouldn't actually tell the customer to do anything. They wouldn't tell the viewer to do anything. Try to find an ad online today that doesn't have a call to action. And increasingly, when you talk about things like digital displays in store and the like, it's increasingly hard to find situations where you don't have targeted media in store that might have a QR code, it might have a URL, it might have any number of tools that make it possible for guests in the store, people in the retail location, people in the restaurant, people in the hotel, people in the, you know, the physical space, right, to take an action that requires them to go online. Because, as we're saying, it's just shopping. It's all e-commerce, right? It's all come together. And it's coming together increasingly much. One of the things Donahoe points out in the interview with Business Week is that eBay, because it owns PayPal, will do $20 billion, that's billion with a B, in mobile payments this year. Now, that's a big number. That's a very large number. And it's creating this environment where the mobile device, as I've talked about ad nauseum, I'm probably driving you guys nuts with this, but the mobile device is that key that ties it all together. Because you get what we used to call ubiquitous internet. You know, you get this web in which people exist constantly, continually, connected, always. And it's creating this environment where people can shop or buy wherever they want, whenever they want, whenever makes sense for them. I wrote a whole white paper about this. I know I've talked about it in past shows. Yes, I'm going to plug it again today. That talks about marketing in the multi-screen world. It's targeted at the travel industry, but it certainly applies across a variety of industries, and I would certainly recommend you check it out in the show notes and download it and give it a read. Because increasingly, the big players, people like Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, and yes, eBay, get it. They get that this is what's changing consumer behavior. This isn't about mobile. It isn't about local. It isn't about social. Those are all incredibly important. But what it is about is consumer behavior, customer behavior, guest behavior. It's about those customers taking new actions because they have new tools, they have new things available to them. I wrote a post earlier this week where I said search isn't just search any longer. Search isn't about search. And this is something I've talked about in past episodes. But it's about the fact that with things like Google Now, where it's actually offering up relevant contextual information. So the post I wrote the other day, I was in this little town, it was about lunchtime, and on Google Now, on the Google search app, I'm logged into Google, and it showed me a series of what they call cards for a number of area restaurants, because it knew where I was geographically, and it knew that it was about lunchtime, because it knows what time it is, and it knows that when I'm in places where I'm not normally, I often search for things to eat when you get near lunchtime. And so Google skipped that middle step and simply put in front of me, here are restaurants that are like places you've searched for before that are near to you now that it's lunchtime. It's just shopping. Is that an e-commerce experience or is that a retail marketing experience? No, it's just shopping. It's just answering the question, anticipating my needs, and helping me solve my problem. When you look at what eBay is doing, when you look at what Amazon is doing, and when you look at what Google is doing, in terms of same-day shipping. Same-day delivery. So I've ordered a product, and I can have it arrive, if I live in specific areas where they're testing this, the same day. Because they're making it easier for people to say, okay, maybe I'm in a store and I want this thing, but they're out of stock. Well, why doesn't the store make that available to me? Potentially using Amazon as a partner, potentially using eBay as a partner, potentially using Google as a partner. Because if they don't, I'm going to buy from one of those other guys. And that's really how you need to think about competing in this environment. Customer behavior is changing. I can get it whenever I want. And don't think that you can't compete with these guys. There are startups who can compete. TechCrunch has an article about a group called Instacart, a company called Instacart that's competing in the grocery space. Peapod is now owned by Stop and Shop or vice versa. I get a little vague on that one. I haven't looked it up, I admit. But Peapod is working with, you know, people like Stop and Shop and Giant. Actually, they're owned by the same parent company. to deliver groceries. And they know that they're competing against Google, Amazon, eBay, Walmart, Target, right? To be people's grocery store of choice. And so you have to look at this. I've talked about this before in terms of how safe is your industry from Amazon. And it matters a lot. Now, you're going to have to depend on technology for this. Clearly, eBay, Amazon, Microsoft, Facebook, Apple, eBay, etc. are all doing this using technology. It doesn't depend entirely on technology. It depends entirely on knowing what your customers' needs are. But technology is obviously a huge facilitator of that. And distribution partners, places you can sell, particularly when we're saying all that matters is whether or not a buy button exists, distribution becomes anyone. Anyone with whom you can partner who has the ability to link to you or to add a buy button is a potential distribution source for you. And so it's changing distribution from the not from the standpoint of distribution centers and warehouses, but from the standpoint of distribution of your content, distribution of your marketing, distribution of your offers to your customers, right? The promotion side of things, or if you sell digital products that don't require delivery, distribution of that product becomes anybody. And so as you start to put together your plans for 2014, as you start to think about how you want to engage with your customers, you need to really think about the fact that e-commerce and retail are now the same thing. It's all e-commerce. It's just shopping. Now, looking at the time on the wall, I want to go ahead, the clock on the wall. We are about out of time, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for this week. I encourage you to check out the show notes at timpeter.com/blog. Please, please, please subscribe at timpeter.com/blog. Look for the podcast link over on the right. And you can subscribe, obviously, in your favorite reader or on iTunes. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or on Stitcher Radio at Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, again, with your favorite podcatcher. Or you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. I love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you think. Comments, questions, concerns, thoughts, anything you want to send me, by all means, please do. Funny cat pictures? Why not? So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for this week. I'm going to encourage you all to check out the show notes, and I hope that you have a great weekend, a great rest of the week, and I'll look forward to talking to you again real soon, right back here on Thinks Out Loud. Take care, everybody.